Thanks for calling OMX Health. My name is C. Maya. May I locate your account with your zip code and name?
It's John F. Winston, 19106.
And I apologize. You said the zip code is 19106?
That's correct.
Okay. And what's your name?
John F. Winston, W-I-N-S-T-O-N.
W-I-N-S-O-N?
S-T-O-N. Winston.
I apologize. Not pulling up your name on the account. Have you ever placed an order with OMX before?
No, I just got a shipment in today, and I have a complaint about it.
Okay, so you have already established an account with this?
Sure.
Okay. Does it say the order number on the packet, sir? Is that the shipping zip code you gave me?
Yes, 19106, yes.
Okay, let's see. Yes, it's still not pulling up your name on the account. How do you spell out your last name?
W-I-N-S-T-O-N.
And the first name?
John.
Yes, sir. It's not pulling up a John on the account. It should have... Wait, what's your address, sir?
It's 25 North 4th Street, apartment 111, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
All right, thank you. So I located your account with the OMX 3 Ultra Pure. We get it every 2 months. And what was the issue of your call on today?
This is the second box I got for this month. And I wonder why you're sending another box.
You have already enrolled in an automatic subscription, sir, where it sends out every 2 months.
Beg your pardon? Go ahead.
Right.
I'm listening.
When you purchased the first order, sir, that was back in March of last year, you enrolled in a subscription where you get it every 2 months, sir.
Every 2 months.
That is correct.
But I said this is the second one I got for this month.
The second one you got for this month?
Yeah, I just got an order in today.
Well, this is it. They didn't have that order start back in November. So the November shipment you didn't receive until the beginning of December. And that was for your November shipment. For your December shipment, you just not receiving it, sir. Because they never did. They didn't have it in stock in November, sir.
Okay. Then let's see. Then I shouldn't get ones until March then, and then next one.
It looks like that is correct. Your next billing day is not until March 6th.
And that's for just one package? I mean, one shipment?
No, that is correct, sir. One shipment.
Okay. So what you're saying is the twice that I got this week, it was one from...
November and December.
Okay, November and December. Okay.
Correct.
So, all right. So,
now, this product is definitely all natural. It's great for decreasing inflammation. Do you need it past March? Or if you don't need the shipment, we're willing to extend it out for you. It'd be additional 60 days.
Sure. Because, I still have...
The other shipment,
two,
I understand.
And two in the other. It's three in the box, right? I have two left, and then I have another full box, and then I just got two boxes today. Yes.
Sure. We're willing to send it out to, I was going to send it to March, April, May, but if you need it to April, that'll be fine as well.
Let's see. It's January. February, March. All right. I tell you what. Put it for April. If I need it sooner, I'll just call it.
Okay. I'm willing to put it for April 6th. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold while I place the request on the account?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Is that it?
No, so I'm still working on the request on the account. Please
Oh,
give me
okay.
just another few minutes.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so I did place a request on the account, so today gives you to April 6th. And would you like to try a vitamin D sunshine in a bottle for $9.99?
No. If you have a Pepsi, that'll be good. No, I'm only teasing.
All right, then. So you
No,
will
that's
receive an
fine.
email notification regarding the update on the account. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's it. Just have a blessed day.
Of course. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.